During the pandemic, CMEs such as Germany have generally had a more coherent strategy for containing the spread of the virus. Lockdowns may not seem like incremental change, but reducing working hours to limit social contact, apportioning the costs across society, and gaining public consent for restrictive measures are all easier when there are already institutions in place which allow collective action. Success may be generated more by unity and consistency than by strength of the intervention that is chosen. For instance, Sweden was able to muster high levels of public support for its unorthodox but incrementally innovative strategy of avoiding lockdown entirely and relying on voluntary social distancing. Coordinated economies are well equipped to handle coordination problems, such as promoting public health. By contrast, America's and Britain's virus containment strategies can seem disjointed and occasionally chaotic. As swashbuckling LMES, however, they are more likely to be the source of the most transformative innovations in the pandemic, treatments and vaccines. Of 34 vaccine candidates tracked by the World Health Organization, only 4 are in CMES. LMES have 13, AstraZeneca, an Anglo-Swedish drug maker working with Oxford University, straddles both categories. It was British researchers who discovered the effectiveness of dexamethasone, a cheap drug, in treating COVID-19 patients who are admitted to hospital. The other leading candidate for effective drug treatment, remdesivir, is American. In a provocative Bloomberg column earlier this year, Tyler Cowen, an economist at George Mason University, argued that Britain, despite its high death count, had done more than any other country to stop the spread of the virus. The differences between models of capitalism are also apparent in economic trends. To the extent that the pandemic brings about permanent structural change, LMES seem better placed to adapt. Anglo-Saxon firms have embraced a move towards more home working. France and Germany seem more resistant. The shift to online retail has been faster in liberal economies too,